Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Rich Galen back on. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust and a regular attendee here. He is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. He's the purveyor and the author, the publisher, and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com, the thrice-weekly cyber column that he publishes, and I encourage you to subscribe to. He's our good friend, Rich Gannon. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, pal. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Hey, Rich, I wanted to, this segment, I wanted to get you to give us a little geography lesson. You're our Middle East expert, and the two guys who caused so much trouble last week in Boston are from the Chechen area of the Russian domain,
yeah.
Southern Russia, on the border with all the stands, the
That's right.
Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan and et cetera, et cetera, and not that far from many Muslim countries, and a lot of people don't realize that part of Russia is predominantly Muslim, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yes. And that's the problem, and it happens, and I want to be careful about how we talk about this, but in those areas where there is a specific split between Muslims and some other faith, there have been troubles for a long time. I mean, Pakistan exists because it was the Muslim section of India.
Right.
And it was easier just to make it a different country
mm-hmm.
than to try to get them to get along. So
mm-hmm.
so this is not an unusual thing in the 21st century.
And with regard to some of the tension between the southern countries regions of Russia, you said, you know, two faiths against each other, it's a government against another faith. I mean, most people felt like that the region these young men came from were madder at Moscow than they were at anybody.
Well, and that's always been. I mean, Chechnya always has always wanted to be its own country, much like Kazakhstan, not Kazakhstan, but Kurdistan. But I'm not sure that the younger one, the one that's still alive, actually ever lived there, or lived there long enough to be mm-hmm. conscious of his environment.
Right.
The older one certainly did.
Right. So when I heard about this, it surprised me that it made me think that this was a one-off kind of thing. But it also frightened me to think that here was somebody from a country that we didn't think we were,
we didn't think we had any trouble with them.
He mad at us, you know,
right.
for whatever reason. But apparently this young man is a Muslim faith, has a Muslim background, felt affinity for the Afghanis and others, and became radicalized, and that's what it seems to have happened. What do you think?
Well, but it can happen. I mean, I think that is what happened, at least the older one. But it's this is why it's so tough to stop these things. This, you know, if you get
that's the frightening part about this.
If these two guys were operating independently, and we don't know yet whether or not they were or not, and the older one went to Russia for 6 months and learned how to build bombs,
yeah.
and then came back and they didn't talk about it. We were having dinner last night. I said, it's not possible that this younger one didn't. He was the garrulous one of the two.
Right.
And for him not to have gotten a couple of beers in him and said, well, you know, somebody's going to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe didn't, you know, they didn't credit it at the time. But that's the sort of thing that happens because in America, generally, if somebody hears that, they'll tell somebody and they'll get it stopped. But this time,
yeah.
and that's what we've said all along. It only takes We have to stop them every time. They've only got to slip through the net once.
What if you think about it? I mean, this thing that happened last week is in many ways similar to the McVay thing, the Murrah Federal Building thing.
Right.
Seems to be a couple of lone wolf. In fact, the brother who's still alive is an American citizen.
Yeah, that's right. And the other one, there's nothing to indicate that he thought that he was disaffected here.
Yeah.
That he was.
Yeah.
That, I mean, he apparently went to he went to some bar on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, this is why the law enforcement was hung up about whether or not to release those photos.
Mm-hmm. Hold on to that thought, Rich. We're gonna. Now that we've sort of laid out the geography and a little bit of the background, I want Rich to talk a little bit about some of the application of our intelligence and some of the politics of what's been happening. To 2012, I'm Jim Blasingame. Rich Gaydon is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.